The Wall Street Journal broke this story. Google is now secretly hoovering up all your health records across 21 U.S. states under a new covert project called Project Nightingale. This is a Google AI project system that's part of Google's deep dive into the pharmaceutical industry. Google has become a drug company and a vaccine company. Most people don't know that. Google's going to be developing its own drugs and its own vaccines, and it's using all this health data that it's secretly, covertly sweeping up without patient awareness or patient permission in order to be able to target people with prescription drugs and vaccines and to enforce compliance with the state mandates that are going to be pushed by the tech giants. And all this is going on at the exact same time that Google and the other tech giants are censoring, completely deplatforming all websites that talk about natural health, disease prevention, nutrition, anti-cancer cures, remedies, healing foods, superfoods, the dangers of GMOs, the dangers of vaccines, or anything in that realm. So here we have a pharmaceutical cartel now being embraced and, in fact, run in part by Google so that Google can generate billions of dollars in profit off of the sickness and disease of the American people, who are kept in a state of sickness and ignorance by censoring the alternatives to pharmaceuticals, the nutritional alternatives, smoothies and herbs and nutritional supplements and naturopathy, alternative medicine. It's all being censored. It's all being just completely whitewashed and memory holed off the internet through Wikipedia and Google, which is a tag team effort run by Big Pharma. So now we know the real story. You got to thank the Wall Street Journal for engaging in this act of spontaneous journalism, by the way, actually covering this secret Google program called Project Nightingale to sweep up all your user data. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Google is acquiring your entire medical history, all your medical records, including your vaccine status, your social security number, your phone number, your address, your name, everything, all the hospitals you've ever visited, all the doctors you've ever visited, everything that's in that Ascension database. That's what it's called, Ascension. That's the company that aggregates health data, you know, medical data across the industry. And Google is getting it all from them without your permission, by the way. So you talk about extreme evil. Google has become the most evil corporation in the world. They're working on Terminator robots, AI systems, so they can eventually, they'll have the technology to just have kamikaze drones go out and kill people that they want to kill. I mean, today they're censoring websites that they don't want you to know about, like naturalnews.com. But tomorrow they'll just send out drones to kill people who are in their way of making more corporate profits. So if you speak out against Big Pharma, Google may actually just dispatch a Terminator drone to fly to your backyard and wait for you to walk outside and then explode by your head and murder you. Because those are the ethics of Google. Remember, this is a company that has helped communist China run the organ harvesting, torture dungeons, slave farms, and rape factories that China is now famous for, because Google is aligned with those ethics. Google loves communist China and organ harvesting and torture and rape and murder and political executions and silencing dissent and gulags, secret prisons. That's what Google supports. Google helped build a system that enforces that. And Google's doing the same thing in the United States. And now they've got their dirty, greasy little hands on your health records. So they know if you've ever had a prescription for diabetes, let's say, or Alzheimer's, or a cancer treatment. They know if you haven't been vaccinated. And they'll probably use that information to put in place a medical compliance social scoring system in the United States, just like in China, you know, where you have a social score, where if you jaywalk on the street, and the facial recognition camera catches you, you get a penalty. Or if you speak out against the Chinese communist regime, you get a penalty. And if you have enough penalties, then you don't get a home loan, or your kid doesn't go to college, you get denied entry into a college, or you can't even ride on public transportation. Did you know that? You know how that social credit scoring system works in China? Well, Google's going to have the same thing here, but it's going to be intermixed with health compliance, where if you don't take the mind-altering psychiatric drugs, then you will be penalized. If you don't get vaccinated with everything that they say you must have, every flu shot, every season, plus whatever else they come up with through their quack science fraud. Oh, you need a bird flu vaccine. Oh, you need a Zika vaccine. Oh, you need Ebola vaccines. whatever they say. If you don't get it, you're going to get penalized, and Google's going to be keeping track. We've seen how this works because they rolled it out in China first. China was the testing ground, and from China, then they expand it to the United States. Everything that you're seeing in China, the torture dungeons, the political dissident executions, the control systems, the police state surveillance, the total lack of online privacy, the complete control, the lockdown of knowledge and information and speech, that's all coming to America thanks to Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And it's all funded by Big Pharma making money off of the continuation of human disease and suffering. So Google wants to maximize revenues by keeping you sick, keeping you ignorant, so that you can never learn the truth about how to cure diabetes naturally, which is easy to do, by the way. I did it myself. Or how to cure cancer, or how to reverse heart disease, or reverse Alzheimer's. These are easy things to accomplish, but only if you have the knowledge. It's the kind of knowledge that we've published for decades at naturalnews.com, but it's the kind of knowledge that Google is now blackballing, banning everywhere across the internet on YouTube as well. And by the way, that's why I built a YouTube alternative called Brighteon.com. It has a health and medicine channel and a food and recipes channel as well. And you can go there, you can see, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of videos now that people are posting to share the truth about natural health and healing and superfoods and nutrition and natural cures and remedies, all these things that really work, things that you're never supposed to know because Google wants to make money off Big Pharma, which requires keeping you ignorant of the truth about natural health and natural cures. So you see, the entire tech economy now is going to be based on skimming profits off the pharmaceutical industry that makes money by keeping people sick so that the tech industry enforces that sickness through censorship of natural health information. It's all a criminal racket. Total corruption, racketeering and fraud, total violation of antitrust laws. This should be investigated. These tech giants should be shut down. Their operations should be seized by the Trump administration and their CEOs arrested and indicted for criminal racketeering and fraud. Every last one of these tech giants, but especially Google, should be shut down, completely dismantled, torn down piece by piece through the Department of Justice or the FTC or whoever has the most authority to get the job done. And the top managers, engineers, and CEOs of these tech companies should rot in prison for what they are doing to humanity, denying people access to information that could keep them healthy and awake and alive so that they, the tech companies, can profit from sickness and disease and suffering. That is now their business model. Google used to say, do no evil. Now they are pure evil, right in bed with Big Pharma and Monsanto and Bayer, the pharmaceutical cartels and the agricultural chemical giants. That's Google today. Pure evil, the most evil corporation in the world, preying on human suffering to build their twisted profits. That's Google. Stop using Google. Use alternatives. You want to read the news? Go to censored.news. You want to watch free speech videos? Go to brighteon.com. You want to read the truth about natural health and natural cures? Go to naturalnews.com. I'm the publisher. And that's where you'll find the truth that is censored on Google and everywhere else in the tech industry, including Facebook, even Pinterest and Vimeo have censored us as well because they could not stand the fact that we were teaching people how to be healthy and not need toxic pharmaceuticals. We have the answers for America. We can save on healthcare costs dramatically. We can save lives. We can increase productivity and happiness and quality of life. But that is not consistent with the profit motives of the pharmaceutical cartels that are now running the tech giants in terms of their censorship agendas. Understand? We have the answers. That's why we are censored. Because the answers would set humanity free from Big Pharma. And that can never be allowed because Big Pharma needs to profit from human suffering and disease and death and destruction. And Google has now signed up to maximize those profits by maximizing the suffering and disease. Google is pure evil, and every last person who works at Google is complicit in that evil. Shame on all of you. May you burn in hell for what you are doing to humanity. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world. because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.